Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope you are doing well. Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I have, you know, the St. Patrick's Guinness t-shirt like that I got actually today.
Nice.
I went to work and because it's St. Patrick's Day, like we sell Guinness.
There you go.
The bar, yeah. And they gave us like a lot of, you know, prizes for everyone to drink Guinness. They have to, you know, what do you call it? Like on the car, they have to erase some of, what do you call it in English? Wow, I feel so stuck. I give you a little card and then with a coin, they erase.
Oh, like scratch tickets? Like lottery tickets?
Thank you, scratch cards.
Yeah,
Little scratch cards and almost everyone wins. You know, a Guinness hat, you know, the big, you know. And there were t-shirts also and I'm like, one less. And I just took one for me because I love it. It has, you know, the Guinness logo.
There you
go. Clovers. Yeah, it's really Irish. I like the only color tattoo that I have on my body is a four leaf clover.
Oh.
So it's
nice.
I love it. Yeah. I think I told you why how I got it. Because like years ago when I had cancer, and after I beat it after like a year and a half, and I was like, I'm gonna do something to remember that, and I tattooed four-leaf clover. Like it's right there because I had cervix cancer, and it had to be there, you know, to bring luck to every, like, nothing more, please.
Yeah,
like just a good time.
Yeah, just a reminder. Cancer, fuck cancer. That's just
fuck cancer sucks. Just a reminder. Hi guys.
Hello.
It's really weird to say, but I'm having a really lovely time. It's a really weird week for me because I'm so, you know, I'm feeling really good. I'm trying to get sick, but I'm you know, my body is trying to, I'm trying to beat it. Like,
okay, gotcha.
Like No. If I want to get sick, I can get sick really, really easily because that's just me. Like, my body has no immune system. Guys, we have a really lovely stuff to talk about today. So, please, if you will, like the video. It helps us a lot. It helps people to find us in the stupid algorithm that YouTube has. It sucks. We hope it changes soon. Also, send us a super chat if you want, you know, to ask us to send us love or, you know, money. Let me just do the shuffle. Also, you can send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com if you want us to send us, you know, a bit of money that we can get, you know, a bit more of the percent there. So, yes, Rob, how are you doing that I ask you today?
I'm doing good. You know, it's a good day. Ready to rock and roll. Friday's my favorite day of the week. I think we know why, because we're doing this. This is like what it's my favorite day of the week. I love doing this, talking wrestling with a bunch of great people, with one of my best friends, and you know who? How it goes. Yeah. Well, no, I like that. The big his announcement today was a big one.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, TK. Yeah. Like, I was telling Rob a story before the show, and he was like, "What is wrong?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Calm down."
I liked it a lot. Let's see here. I was going to try to load it here, but let's see. Da-da-da-da. Here it is. I'm excited for this match. Da-da-da-da. Look at this. As I try to take that,
it's just high.
Yes, high. Take my money. High. Take it all. Take it all.
Take
all
my panties.
All right. Well, yeah. So, holy
Can
hell!
Can you do me a favor and please remove our names because they're bugging me?
Absolutely, I will do.
Yes, I forgot.
Well, like I told you before we started the show, I did not have time to watch Ring of Honor or Impact, so you'll have to explain what went on to me.
Oh, please. What? This is every week I say this. It sucks so much that these two amazing shows, Ring of Honor and Impact, are happening on Thursday because I can watch them on Friday right while I'm working the day shift in my bar, and it's so hard because I have a lot of work to do on Fridays during the day. And simultaneously, I have to watch both these shows. And it sucks because they deserve my full attention because they're so great. I know what happens. I know what happened. But like when I'm not devoted 100% to what I'm watching, it's just so shitty. And it's, I know that both shows absolutely rocked. But like, we're about to talk about this on Dynamite. When Taya came out without the Knockouts Tag Team Championship on her shoulder, and I'm like, oh yeah, she's definitely losing that title tomorrow because they had a match to defend those titles. And I'm like, yeah, she's losing the title. So I had that spoiled in advance, but like, what else is new? It's not like Tyler Bate showing up on the main NXT with the championship that we still hadn't seen that he won in that tournament. It's not like that. Like, they didn't spoil 2 weeks of programming at all.
Yeah. True. I remember how pissed you were for that. I was too, but I just was like,
because NXT UK means so much to me, and like they absolutely said, "Oh, it doesn't matter," and I'm like, "Fuck you!"
Yeah, it's and like you put all that time into it, and
yeah, I mean, they said watching the tournament doesn't matter because here's who won.
it's just crazy.
I still watch it because like it was a really. Yeah. Amazing tournament, and like Tyler Bate against Trent Seven was such a big thing. I was pissed that it wasn't at a takeover, but it was still an amazing match and I loved it. But like, why?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's, I remember how pissed off we were. And hey, Mike. I mean, Shawn Michaels said that it's coming like soon, but they're hoping now by the end of 2023. And I'm like, what the hell?
Thank you to our lovely friend, Alex McCarthy, for giving us the scoop.
Yeah, and how about that? He got to interview The Undertaker.
I hate him! I mean, Alex, not The Undertaker.
I mean, that's just like a dream interview for a lot of people, and it's awesome. I know. He got to do that. So that's very cool. But let's go ahead and start. One of the big announcements Tony Khan had this weekend was the.
Did you read Ryan Sullivan's chat?
Oh no, I didn't see it. One second, I will. Which one was it? Was it a super chat?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just didn't see it. I guess there it is. Okay, I'll get to it in a second here. But yeah, Forbidden Door was announced, Toronto, Ontario, at the Scotiabank.
Yes, I'm not crying. Like, are you kidding? I'm not crying at all. Like, Forbidden Door, New Japan, AEW in Toronto, Canada.
Canada.
Fucking, yeah. Blame Canada.
Yeah, we got some friends that'll be there, you know, like,
yeah,
FIFO headquarters. Joel.
I screw you, buddy.
Joel will likely be there, and let me get rid of that picture. Joel will be there, and Mel Coleman will likely be there, and Sean, I know, will be there because anytime he can go to Toronto, he will. Which, who
cares? Yeah, sure.
Toronto's a lovely city, and
thank you. Yes, you're not pissing me off at all. Like,
no, yeah,
no.
Hey, did I
no.
ever tell you that I saw Wardlow at? I'm sorry. You remember how I used to do that all the time? Like, Wardlow was at the Target Center, and he was. You remember that? No. Okay, we'll move on. Ryan Sullivan sends a super chat and says, when it's time to party, we will party hard. Insert music. Happy Friday. Andrew WK, I think, saying that. Whoops. It's my first day again. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed at you right now.
What else is new, right? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's in Canada. This I'm so happy for everyone who gets to go. And I also hate you.
Yeah.
You suck.
Oh, absolutely.
You suck for being there. I hate you. It's not fair. It's June 25th.
Yeah, June 25th. Hell of a day. Let's do it. I can't wait.
It's going to be so awesome. I'm going to seriously, every time I'm like, oh man, I'm so happy, but like it's okay, like I get to go someday, and then I just end up hating everyone that's there, absolutely fucking hating them.
It's like a hate love thing. You're like,
there's no love.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely
gotcha.
No love. I hate everyone there. I wish a lot of people got diarrhea. Then just spend the entire time there, and I'm like, okay, is Kenny Omega's match for the show?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do Will Ospreay too. I think you.
That's
I think
what
you
I'm
have
thinking
to,
too.
And,
yeah.
And I
do,
honestly,
do
I
you
hope...
think? Do you think they get the Bucks and Aussie Open?
No, I don't. I think they go.
You
with,
don't.
I think they go with
Gorillas of Destiny. No,
that would be cool. I would actually like that a lot.
Yeah,
I would like that a lot if they did team. But I don't know how long
they can face the Bullet Club. You know, Ace Austin.
There you go. That's what I would
Chris
love.
Bay.
That's what I would freaking
Ace Austin
love.
And Chris Bay. Fucking yes.
Man, my nipples got hard all of a sudden. So
great.
Yeah, I'm ready to cut some glass up in this bitch. Let's do it.
Okay, so.
I guess I'm the one acting like Maggie today. Who would have thought? Wow. It's like the rules reverse. It's Freaky Friday.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Like, I didn't know it's opposite day.
Yeah, who knows? Well, we'll start with AEW Dynamite. It took place in Winnipeg, Manitoba, the home of Kenneth Omega, Chris Jericho.
I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot! Yeah.
And Don Callis. Great crowd this weekend. Winnipeg is one of the. I know you don't. I know you're not a big hockey fan in Bulgaria, but they're a great hockey town too. By the way,
let me just insert this story from last week. I was during my first my day shift on Saturday. Like this dude came in. I think he was American, and there was a big football game. Like, and there were a lot of people watching the football game on the big screen. We have a huge screen in front of the stage when there were no concerts. And the dude came and asked for a Diet Coke, and I gave him a Diet Coke. And he was like, I'm sorry, can we change the game? And I'm like, what?
Oh, no, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you want me to change it with? And he's like, oh, they're showing baseball. And I'm like, I legitimately laughed for at least 20 seconds. And he was like, so are you changing it?
Yeah, you're like, no.
And I'm like, dude, first of all, everyone will kill you.
Yeah.
In 5 seconds, if you don't say that you're kidding, yeah. First of all, and second of all, there is no program in Bulgaria that shows baseball.
Yeah,
no one here knows the rules of baseball, and please leave because people will kill you in a matter of seconds. Because like there was it was a huge game. I think like Liverpool and Manchester United. Like this is a big football game. And he was like, "Can you change the channel to a baseball?" And I'm like, fucking what?
I mean,
you have to at least send us money if you're gonna make a comment like that.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Jeez. Well, let's.
Yeah. So MJF Burmese.
Yeah. What? Okay. So we saw MJF come out with some lovely ladies, for his bar mitzvah, and before he got in the ring, he got a little tongue action, and got in the ring and decided like normal to run down the crowd, which is normal. I mean, that's MJF. If he didn't, would things be okay?
Kind of shocking.
Yeah. So he ran down the crowd and then we get Jungle Boy, which I was kind of just like, okay, that's kind of not what I was expecting.
Oh, I was expecting exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, I was, absolutely. I mean, but I, at first I was, I, like, once he came out, that surprised me. But then I'm like, okay, there's going to be more people coming out. That's when I realized.
Yeah, because, like, on the previous episode of Dynamite, all three of them made promos, yeah. You know, about, like, what's next and everything. And I'm like, oh, okay, we are so doing this.
Yeah, but you know how my memory is, so.
I know. But then, like, Sammy Guevara came out, and I'm like, wait. Where's Britt Baker? She's totally pillar.
Yeah.
Like Britt Baker should be in this. I'm kidding, but not really. I love this so much. I'm so pumped because if like I don't care if people will say that there's no star power to this. That's the four pillars of AEW.
Yeah, and Darby Allin, of course, came out. Yeah, so
yes, and afterwards Darby Allin. I'm going to have to watch all the movies that Darby Allin said that he did. Because, like, they wouldn't take those movies. Like, no, they didn't want to give you an F. They just said that they want different movies. So I'm going to have to watch those movies, Darby. Just yeah. FYI.
I won't get into what I think about Darby Allin, but, yeah. Anyways.
I'm not big on Darby Allin. I've mentioned on the show that I'm not a big Darby Allin fan. Like he, but every time he gets the job done in the ring, and that's all that matters. In ring competition, I'm ridiculously pumped for this because WWE didn't do the three-way for Shield. They didn't do a four-way for the Horsewomen. They missed out on that opportunity.
Missed out on Undisputed Era, like
Undisputed Era. Like they missed all of that. Imagine Undisputed Era versus the Shield.
Yeah, well,
and Kurt Angle.
Even well, not like yeah. Well, the one that got me like with Undisputed Era was like earlier that year. It was rumored that we were going to see Balor, Styles, and the Good Brothers versus Undisputed Era. At one time, and that was like my dream match, like for a Survivor Series. I'm like, give me that,
absolutely.
That's all I want in life. And
they like WWE missed out on those. So, like, might as well strike while you can, because like you know contract season and everything, and MJF with the battle for the
me too, brother.
Again. If you're gonna make those comments, yeah. Money. So I feel like Double or Nothing is already better than Revolution just because of this match. Yeah. And we're going to get to like a lot of different stuff and when we talk about Dynamite. But this was great. And the show started with this, and it was a 20-minute segment.
Yeah. And I honestly think this is going to happen before Double or Nothing. I do. I think because Double or Nothing's still over 2 months away. So I think this is going to be like one of those specials that they do, you know, like when they
specials they do, and they're going to have Wardlow.
Oh yeah. I think I want it to be Wardlow. I do, but I think, I don't know when they're going to do the Wardlow thing. I really don't. So
yeah,
I was hoping All Out by then, but who knows? But what do you think about like what they all said? Like, we'll start with, we'll start with Jungle Boy or Jack Perry. Like, what did you think of what he said, like his comments to MJF?
MJF has been on Dark. He was. Oh, really? Yeah, but it's not like not recently.
Okay.
I remember that MJF has been on Dark, but like 2020. And that's, you know, something like that. When he needed to get a bit of victories, so he can get in the ratings and just, you know. I know, but like, so, like I said on the show, Jungle Boy and MJF at Double or Nothing 2020 is still one of my favorite MJF matches.
Actually, he hasn't worked on Dark.
Ever?
No, he's never had a match on Dark.
No, he has. He has had a match on Dark 2020.
I'm looking at the like his stats for
I'm absolutely sure I've seen MJF on Dark. Seriously,
he might have been there with Wardlow, but he didn't wrestle. Like, I'm on
KJ. No, he wrestled on Dark, either 2019 or 2020. I'm positive that he has been.
Well,
absolutely positive that he has. Because he needed to get wins in so he can do, I forgot what he was supposed to do. But like during the pandemic, I binged each and every Dynamite and Dark, each and every one. And MJF was on Dark once, maybe once. He has been, I'm positive. I get it. The things between Sammy Guevara and MJF were like a bit spicier. As long as they're both fine with the shots that got fired in here, I'm absolutely fine. I know that people will say, well, Sammy Guevara has a history for not giving a crap.
I'm getting feedback from your audio. So just so you know, like it's bouncing.
It's
bouncing? It's like, it sounds like something's hitting it. I don't know.
It's maybe me playing with the chords. I'm sorry. Okay. in Darby, what Darby said, like, the guys out back that, you know, that were, let me do a Alex Palowski impression of Darby Allin. The things that people are saying backstage, Matt Cole Black.
The one thing too is this is one thing that I think it's like, okay, you know, you can say like, if that's where you want to go with that, that's fine. But buddy, like if they want to throw it back at you, they got plenty of ammo. So whatever, go ahead. So, but I just think like when you play with fire, you can get burned basically.
Yeah, of course.
So absolutely. I just think like for him to do that, I don't know. I don't know if that was a good call for him, but we'll see. I mean, I like it, like you said, I like Darby Allin as a wrestler. I do. I think he's entertaining. I sometimes think he's just seriously going to hurt himself, which is scary, and I don't want that by no means. I don't like that. He terrifies me there.
I'm on the edge of my seat every time when there's a Darby Allin match, and I'm like, how is your spine still alive? Oh, Ryan. Yes, I'm greedy. Like, and Rob knows, we had a conversation with Rob right before the show. He like about, you know, how expensive things got here and how they like are, you know, our salary is still the same, but things get incredibly expensive. And I'm like, at some point I'm going to have to, you know, start begging for money. It's like.
Soupy check too, he said.
This is ridiculous. I'm gonna make my own research. You guys suck.
Call Tony. Say Tony. This
Tony,
is Maggie.
I know.
Yeah. Like, well, you're like, and he tells you, and then you're like, well, I just need you to fix it. Just put them on this week. So, but yeah. So Jack Perry and Darby, they both threw some fire, and I liked it. I liked how they did that, and Sammy and threw some stuff in there, and. And MJF threw that one back at Sammy, like, he's gonna propose, like, the propose to next, you know, or whatever, like he said, you know, like, damn, you know, like, Jesus, like, that got me. That made me laugh. And I, like, I see what T5 says here. Darby had him laughing. It was like,
yeah,
it was, yeah, one of those things where I'm like, damn, you know, and I get it. Like, it was good TV. And that's the thing I like when people are cutting promos. I do like the fourth wall stuff for us, I guess, smart fans, you would say, they would call it in the business, the smart fans.
Marks?
Yeah. Smart marks is smarts, probably the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of enjoy that every once in a while. I think it's good. So that, I really enjoyed that segment, and it did go 20 minutes. It felt like a normal Raw segment. To start a show off, but overall, I mean, we don't usually do grades, but I thought that was an A+ segment, you know, like, just really good stuff. They went right after that, they did the introduction for Blackpool Combat Club, and we went into Hangman Page and Dark Order with Stu Grayson, who was returning and who just signed, by the way, re-signed.
This is so heartwarming.
Yes.
I was so, so happy about that, because not only did the crowd like love Steel because it's Canada, of course, but it was ever since he left, and Alan Angels also. But I can get why Alan Angels left, because like he got into wrestling and he did no indies. He did absolutely nothing. He immediately got pulled into AEW. And he was, you know, put in this position, and he felt like he didn't get to experience the loveliness that is the indie show. So I can get why he does that. And now he's in a cult in Impact. So that's,
yeah.
Yeah, from point A to a slightly different point A. So I was incredibly happy to see Stu Grayson back. We saw him before when they were previously in Canada. He was in the backstage segment.
Yep.
Yeah, which was also, you know, to make, you know, the crowd and the people watching at home pop. So I appreciate that. And it was as if something was missing, because he was an original Dark Order member with Evil Uno. And he will always be Dark Order, like always. And when he left, like there was a hole in my heart, what where my heart should be, and and I was so disappointed. But like when I saw the graphic, I was like, he's home, like he's absolutely home, and he belonged there, and I love the fact that he's there. Yeah. All the Canadians lost on the show, which is weird. It's weird for AEW because they usually don't do that. It's a WWE thing, but like it made sense here because, yeah, how can it not? But the crowd loved that. I loved this so much. Like he was the one to tap out. But the thing that came out of this particular segment at the end of the show was just even better. So, yeah, Then we had Jake Cargill against versus Nicole Matthews. And this wasn't actually a surprise. It was a quick squash for Jade, but then Taya came out without, you know, the Impact Knockouts Championship, which kind of spoiled everything for
the tag team. Yeah,
it kind of spoiled everything for tonight, for last night's Impact show. I'm excited to see where this goes. Does Taya beat Jade?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think so. I think now, honestly, with Forbidden Door announced, I think you keep Jade undefeated through Mercedes. I think you have to go Mercedes and Jade at Forbidden Door, and I think you have to go with Mercedes over Jade. Or no, excuse me. I think you have to go with Jade over Mercedes because you can build a huge star there. That's what I meant to say. I didn't mean it the other way. Mm-hmm. I think Jade has to go over. That's what I would do. That's just my. That's how I would book it. How, like, what would you do in that case?
I have no idea. Like, I don't want to go there still because, like, I feel like I will be getting my hopes up a bit. Because I'm already talking about this and I'm going to hype myself up for it eventually happening. And then at the end, when it doesn't happen, I'm going to be mad. And the only person I should be mad is myself because, like, they...
Yeah. No, I get
so
that.
I don't want to think that in advance before it's actually happening.
No, I understand that. That's what I'm just talking, like, and I'm looking at it from a fantasy booking. The thing is I think Taya would be a great person to beat Jade Cargill. I do, but I just think my thing is I look at it from the standpoint of how WCW made things look with NWO, like how they put Hall and Nash over right away. There's certain people who do that. And there's certain people you do that with. I really thought when Sting came into WWE, he should have beat Triple H, obviously. WWE has a tendency to never put people over like that come into the company right away. Have a tendency, not always.
Yeah.
And I think in this case, Mercedes Moné is perfectly fine. Like she can take a loss. She'll be fine. You know?
Yeah, but like, no, wait. But like, if this is her third match back, I don't think that she can. No.
I don't, I mean, it's really early to say. I mean, I could be completely wrong. And
of course, yeah. Yeah, sure. I get what you're saying. Like, I understand everything. But it's a bit early for us.
Yeah. Like, it's completely early. I mean,
double or nothing. Like, please, we need to, like, double or nothing has to happen for that. But, like, the segment that we got, do you have anything to add for this?
For Jade? No, yeah. Like, when they had the enhanced talent, I forgot her name, but I knew, like, I'm like, okay. And I had a feeling it was Taya the whole time because when she came out and said that I'll be at home, that's always like, okay, she'll be there. Whenever they say I'll be at home, it's like, that's just my cue for.
Yeah.
She'll be there.
It was Nicole Matthews, by the way.
Okay.
The enhanced.
I just couldn't remember.
Yeah, I know. Then we have the homegrown, Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, Riho, Sky Blue, and Willow. Nightingale that confronted Saraya, Ruby, and Tony. But like Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter came out alone to beat up the Outcasts, and then they got back up in the face of Riho, Sky Blue, and Willow. So like on the one hand, we have the complete team of five, but on the side of the Outcasts, we are missing two. Team members. This is the place where I say, guys, please grow up. It's not gonna be Brie and Nikki. It's like Brie and Nikki are both the most WWE wrestlers ever. Like they recently said that they're now Nikki and Brie Garcia. They got rid of the Brie, the Bella name, because like they removed anything WWE from their social media and everything. This is the place where I say that I was never a Bella's fan. Like they're just not for me, and that's fine. But I will always absolutely love everything that they did for professional wrestling and everything that they made for women to get pulled into being fans of professional wrestling.
Absolutely.
This is so important. I need to underline this. I love everything that they did for women's wrestling. I'm not a fan of theirs in terms of what they did in the ring and in storytelling and everything, but they're integral for everything and all the women that got pulled into professional wrestling because of them, and they will always have my respect for that. Absolutely always. Were they backstage at, no, not backstage, but like they were, I saw a lot of photos with Brie and Nikki with Renee Paquette and Saraya before Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. There were a lot of photos with them. And then people are, oh, look, there's like photos of them. Like, no, like, stop it. It's not. Yeah. So I have no idea who the remaining two members of this will be. No idea whatsoever. What are you doing? Like, you're not paying attention.
No, I am. I'm listening. I'm, because of, like, the two that I think one is Sky Blue. I think they're gonna have Sky Blue be one. I really do. I think but she's getting.
She's a part of the homegrown.
I know. So you're talking about on the other side. That's my
yes. Person. Yes, like on the homegrown, we have Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, Riho, Sky Blue, and Willow.
Maybe Mercedes Martinez when she gets healthy could be one. I don't know who else.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
I have no clue. Seriously. No clue whatsoever.
I don't know. That's a good question. But yeah, it's not going to be.
I'm always asking, where the hell is Serena Deeb? She'll be perfect for the Outcasts.
Well, she's still coming back from injury, right?
Yeah.
So.
She'll be perfect for the Outcasts.
Oh, absolutely. She'd be perfect for that. She would be one. She'd be like freaking amazing. I don't know who Naomi. I see people put Naomi. That'd be a good one.
I don't care. I just want to see Naomi back into a ring.
Yeah,
back into a ring. I don't even care if it's WWE or AEW. I just want to see her wrestle. I'm misremembering.
So we had a QTV segment. What do you think of this?
I loved RJ City in the back.
I noticed
he was in the back reading a newspaper, and I'm like, okay, I'm here for this. I know that everyone said that it's a ripoff from TMZ. I have no idea what TMZ is.
Yeah, it's TMZ is just like a. Basically, they cover paparazzi, like celebrities. They just talk about, like...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Pretty much everything that QTV was.
Yeah.
This was hilarious, actually, because... not because of the idea of the thing. It was funny because of, you know, the people who were in the entire segment. Pluggo, I love you. Please go away with that statement. No, please, God, no, 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 at all. I'm sorry. No, look, no, I'm not even sorry. Please, no.
Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa. I think yes, but I'm not ready for her to lose that incredible babyface pop that she gets every time at the beginning of her theme song. So yeah.
Yeah.
And returning from an injury and returning as a heel when you're Thunder Rosa is a really weird choice.
Yeah. But yeah, so, QTV, I thought it was okay. I
need more RJ City on my television. Let me just say that. Like the biggest asset in AEW history ever, period. RJ City.
Yeah. That would be a good one. She has history with, I was going to say history with Ruby. She doesn't, like, with...
No, she has with Saraya.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting.
That will be interesting, but Serena Deeb, yes. Yep. But, like, Mandy, I just don't see Mandy Rose in AEW.
Yeah, I don't either. So we move on to the main event. Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
Chris Jericho and, well, Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Daniel Garcia versus the Elite versus House of Black. The crowd.
What an absolute banger of a match that was.
The crowd was into it and that's like our main topic of the show today because we'll talk about the Elite here afterwards, after the match. But just the match was outstanding. I knew, like, obviously Chris Jericho talked about it a couple weeks ago that him and Kenny were going to have something to do with each other on this show because they were both coming home, and
of course, yeah,
they wanted to do something like together. And I liked how they talked about the history. They haven't done anything together since like early AEW days, so that was great. I really enjoyed the callback to that. It was just a great match, and I think we all knew that House of Black was going to get this win. I love the fact that Buddy got the pin. I think that was
fantastic. thank you for that, because I really needed that.
Yeah. It was just very enjoyable. I mean, we both loved the match. I remember we talked about it, and it was just everything we wanted it to be.
Absolutely. Like, Kenny Omega, man. I hate to sound like a broken record, but like, I feel really sorry for the people who don't like Kenny. I feel sorry for the people who don't get his wrestling and his storytelling and his in-ring ability. I'm really sorry, guys. Like, I want to hug you. I know that not every wrestler will be for everyone, but like, there are certain wrestlers who I don't get why people don't like. I don't get why people don't like AJ Styles. I don't care. I don't know what people don't like Kenny. I don't get why people don't get Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. I just don't get it. I really don't. Like, these are all one of my all-time favorites. Buddy Matthews, Malakai Black. Oh my God. Like, Buddy Matthews, I just want to see him wrestle like all the time. And I'm like, this isn't me saying, oh my God, it's Wardlow. I know, like, I'm not saying that Wardlow isn't good in the ring. Like, Wardlow has his moveset is like, and he has his whole career in front of him. I'm speaking of in-ring generals like AJ Styles and Kenny Omega and Buddy Matthews and Malakai Black. Those are like almost veterans at this point. How can you not love them? I sincerely don't. I don't get it. And every time Kenny Omega's in the ring, he makes magic, absolute magic. I will never take Kenny Omega for granted in the ring. Never again, because like we didn't have Kenny Omega in the ring for like almost a year, and then we just got him, and then they took it away from us again. And I will never miss a single like second of a Kenny Omega match ever again, because I'm not taking that for granted, because everything can happen. Like Kenny Omega, like, because he's so in love with what he does, that he wrestles in the ring with 52 fucking injuries and he doesn't care. And at this point, just Kenny, please, man, we love you so much. Like, I'm just so incredibly happy every time that he's in the ring. Every time, like, do you remember what I DM'd you? I cried.
Yeah,
I just fucking cried. That main event made me cry because I love wrestling so much, and everything that happened after the main event. You have a weird expression on your face, like you because saw something that made you nauseous.
No, I was thinking, like, Soupy just said something in chat that made sense about the ending, but I was going to let you finish before I said anything about it.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Well, it was just the one thing about the ending. There was obviously the timing was off for the ending, because I guarantee you they were supposed to stare longer like than they did before it went off the air.
I don't think they do. I think it was perfect. I think it was perfect.
I don't. I think timing was off. Maybe it was just like another 10 seconds. I don't know. But the way the camera, where the camera shot was, I thought it was off, but it was, I mean, it's okay. The moment still was fantastic. I just think if we could have had maybe, I don't know. That's me just being, I guess, rather anal about it. It was fantastic.
Have in mind that we all saw on Twitter and on social media what happened after that. We all saw that. For me, it was absolutely perfect the way it ended, because Hangman just turned. He just turned. And then he saw the deleted word. Okay.
He was talking about something else. And I thought he was talking about the ending. He's talking about the Jericho was the legal man, but Garcia got.
Yes. Pinned. Yes. This is what. Yes. This is what the internet was mad about this match. And come on, guys. Nine people in the ring. Like, everyone was talking about not the legal person being pinned in the match. This was what everyone was mad about. And I don't care, guys. Did you see everything that happened after the match? I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. The moment Garcia got pinned, and I was like, he wasn't the legal man, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Literally don't give a fuck.
You know, the other thing, too, is I don't know if people talked about it, or maybe some people brought it up, but maybe that was planned, because now they can use that as an excuse.
Like, yes, they can literally use that as an excuse for the Jericho Appreciation Society continuing the feud with House of Black for 5 years.
Yeah.
because this is the way things happen. Like, what? I'm sure that something would be said, and if not, I'm not gonna like that. But again, I don't give a fuck, okay? Yeah. Everything that happened afterwards, because like Blackpool Combat Club and Dark Order were continuing to brawl after their match ended, and they continued brawling backstage, and then the brawl came out around the ring.
Yep.
And then everyone was gone except for Hangman. And Hangman got in the ring, and then he started fighting, you know, the BCC. And then he got a bit of backup in the face of Kenny and the Young Bucks. And we got a little bit of blast from the past from Revolution 2020 when Hangman turned around. And the exact same order, the places where they were, like Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, and Kenny Omega, the exact same order that they were at Revolution 2020.
Yep.
This was such an amazing throwback. And everyone started like daydreaming. Okay, what's next here? What happens after
and
that, that?
Yeah, and that's the great thing about this show. And like, I went with that thumbnail for YouTube because we're going to talk about that. The one thing too that I liked is how they set that up. Because once I saw those guys going into the ring, or heading towards the ring, that's when I knew that this is where they're going with this.
Yes, absolutely.
This is where they're headed. Like, finally, they're going to have this, like, no more hints. And now I'm wondering, okay.
They kept hinting. I'm sorry, finish.
No, I'm like, I'm thinking now this is going to be, I'm thinking this is obviously going to be one of the Blood and Guts matches too.
Okay, so you have Bryan Danielson there.
Yep, and then they're gonna have somebody else is gonna join, I think.
Who do you think? Yeah. Is it Takeshita or is it Adam Cole?
I could see it being Takeshita. Because I see Adam Cole joining
BCC, right?
BCC. No, I see Adam Cole joining the Elite.
Okay, let me ask again. Where does he join?
He's joining BCC.
Okay, but like Bryan Danielson, where
he's going to be BCC? Because you can do 5-on-5, right?
Yeah. Okay, but like then, yeah. Okay, sure. But like you can have 4-on-4.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking they're going to go 5-on-5. It just makes the story better.
Sure. Okay, it makes the story better. So you think Takeshita actually goes?
Yeah, I do.
In BCC?
I do. I mean, because I could see like Callis been talking to him, like.
Yeah. Okay. But hear me out. If Takeshita joins BCC, I would like for the fifth person to be Kota Ibushi.
Oh, jeez.
For the Elite.
That'd be fucking killer too.
Yeah, because like you can have after that you can have the story about the Elite asking Adam Cole, where were you? Like you weren't, you know. Or Because, like, the way Adam Cole treated the Young Bucks before that.
Oh, that's true too. Shit, I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
that's completely true. Holy hell!
You can play off because like he turned on them and like he made Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly like kick the crap out of them. So there is no reason for Adam Cole to get back to the Elite.
Yep, I completely forgot that day.
I know it was a long time ago. Like a lot of things happened after that, but like. I suppose that Adam Cole, having in mind that he's going to be a part of this big reality television program that they are having, and they're going to portray him as, you know, a huge babyface, portrayed with everything that he overcame, and, you know, and Britt Baker also. This is why Britt Baker shouldn't turn on Jamie Hayter at all, because like she's gonna be this huge baby face that took care of her, you know, of her guy, and it's important, because like it's, if you have her as an obnoxious heel and then her being a really wonderful person on the reality TV, it's gonna be a bit weird.
But the other thing too is they kind of hinted at Omega possibly going singles, like avoiding like the Elite stuff. Like he maybe
he still can. He literally still can.
Yeah.
But like him, and having in mind that everything that we saw on Twitter for people who took videos of everything that happened after the show ended, Kenny Omega left. But the Young Bucks still stayed in the ring. The crowd was chanting for Kenny to get back in the ring, but he never did. The Young Bucks stayed in the ring, and then they left. So that's also kind of important.
Yeah. And I like, somebody made a, and I saw a couple people, I shouldn't say somebody, but some people said that Kenny didn't know about the full gear stuff, like the head nod and
They made a point out on BTE also that he said he never watched that match back.
Okay.
He never did.
Yeah.
And having in mind that this wasn't the Young Bucks turning on Kenny. No.
Yeah.
This was the Young Bucks choosing not to get involved in the match. This was them choosing to let them have a fair match. I don't see them as turning.
No, I didn't either.
Against Kenny.
Yeah.
Sure, okay. No, they didn't. Like, at all. Like, they just let them have an amazing match. This was what happened here. They gave Hangman and, like, the nod about having, you know, finishing this amazing match. And also having in mind that Hangman was the one to cost the Young Bucks championship gold.
Yeah.
Because all the way back when FTR were brainwashing Hangman, mm-hmm. and he was the one that cost them gold. And this was them getting back at Hangman in that important time, but they chose not to. Please don't forget that. Please don't forget these things.
No, you're talking to the... yeah, no, yeah. I mean, you're bringing it back, so now I'm starting to remember, but that's a good point. We actually have a super chat I need to get to from our good friend D-Lo Diggs. Pray for me, St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I work tonight and all day tomorrow, but WWE Sunday night, so I guess it's worth it. Yeah, you're going to the house show. That's cool. Awesome. Also, Kenny versus Vikingo, get the freaking hose.
Yes. Let's pretend that he said freaking.
Yeah, well, okay, get the effing hose. Get the fucking hose. I'll say it.
Yes, we're praying for you. Like, please have a wonderful weekend. I hope you have a wonderful time. Yes, please. I've said a bunch of times on this show, when AEW started, I didn't give a crap. I was Team NXT all the way, all the freaking way. And I was always like, yellow. Yes. Fucking yes. Like, we wear yellow. Fucking get in there. And like, the thing that got me pulled into AEW was the Elite. it was Hangman and the Young Bucks and everything, like this incredible spat that they had. And then it was, this was the thing that pulled me into AEW. And now, I get it again.
Yeah.
So I will always love this. And this is why I cried. I don't care what you say. I don't care if you call me a mark. I don't care. But like, this is the thing that I'm here for. I have absolutely complete faith in everything that they choose to do here, as I have complete faith with everything that they choose to do with the Bloodline, because these are apparently the two storylines that matter most here. I am so happy with everything that's happening in the Bloodline and in, you know, in Bloodline in WWE and the Elite in AEW. I'm just incredible wrestling. I love pro wrestling right now. It's so great. I love it.
Yeah, it's so damn good right now. It's always, well, I shouldn't say always.
It was a bit iffy for a while.
Yeah, it's good right now. It's good shit, pal. How about that?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, moving on from AEW, we will talk about a little AEW Rampage preview. Well, no, you know what? Actually, I wanted to bring up something. So
moving on from AEW.
Yeah, no, we gotta talk about it. No, I just forgot one thing. Like, so if this was basically the last question I had, if just hypothetically, if Kenny Omega does move on from the trio stuff, like he just leaves the Bucks and just goes straight singles, like not messing with anything else, who would you like to see him feud with right away?
I kind of want to say Ricky Starks because I want to see that match, but I don't want to see Ricky Starks losing. So, and I suppose he has to between against Kenny Omega, but Kenny.
Yeah.
I would gladly see him do some Ring of Honor shows.
Hmm. Okay.
I would love that so much. You kind of putting me on the spot here. I have no like, because I was so used to seeing Kenny in the tag division and everything, but like,
because I'm asking because I don't really know who in chat. Let us know what you guys think. I'd love to hear it because maybe you guys will come up with an idea that we're not thinking about. But there's so many different people we'd love to see him have one-on-one matches with. You know.
Oh yeah, Danhausen.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that'd be comical, but I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Kenny Omega does perfect comedy in the ring. Come on.
I mean, hell, don't get me wrong. I would take Kenny Omega versus MJF, you know, I would take, I'll take Kenny Omega pretty much against anybody. That's,
if you can't have a wonderful match against Kenny Omega, it's your fault.
Well, yeah, that's where I read it, it was an interview. I can't remember who said it, but it was pretty much about Mr. Kennedy. And they said, if you can't have a good match with Shawn Michaels, that's on you. Like that's pretty much what they said led to his.
I get it. Release. I get it.
So, yeah. I see a lot of people saying, like, or Soupy. Well, I shouldn't say a lot. I see Soupy says Adam Cole would be.
This feud needs to happen. It absolutely needs to.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. But I just come on. I want to see. The Mike Bailey versus Kenny Omega.
Jesus.
Yes. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want Josh Alexander versus Kenny Omega.
Kenny. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know. Like, it's an incredibly hard question to ask and or hard question to answer. So
it is. It really is.
Oh, that, I mean, yeah, that'd be good too.
Well, if Takeshita joins. Okay, here you go. If Takeshita joins BCC, you're going to have to get that match.
Yeah.
Because these are the little breadcrumbs, because like if Don Callis is talking to Takeshita, surely
I just want to see your reaction for this.
Fucking Corey's right all the time. This is my reaction. Yeah. Like Kenny Omega versus Tyler Bate.
Yep. Oh. Well, there we go.
Hey, we're also we're getting Pete Dunne back. No more Butch. So
yeah,
that's...
supposedly, yeah. Quick AEW Rampage preview. Jericho Appreciation Society, Matt Menard and Angelo Parker taking on the Bollywood Boys. Taya Valkyrie will make her in-ring debut for AEW. And then we have a TNT Championship match.
Powerhouse.
With Powerhouse Hobbs taking on the challenger, Rey Fénix.
Oh, this is going to be a really lovely match, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, today we were going to have the Great Fowler join us and talk about, this was going to be our Cooper effect, but we're actually going to save it for now because I would rather him talk about it because it was good. So we're actually just going to go ahead and do our first Cooper effect because we have two guests this week for Coexisting After Dark. And usually I play the video before I announce it, but I forgot.
It's your first day. So, yes, of course, so. Guys. So you don't have the video, right?
We do right now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and because of the present, this week's presents are two. One of them is Cher. We were supposed to have Cher last week, but we gave her some time to recuperate after the huge dental surgery that she had. We had so much fun. Like we talked so much about her kids that are just like ragamuffins. Like, and little smart asses. Yeah. Then if you're a fan of Fightful's watch alongs for pay-per-views, when she's there, you can probably hear her children like being absolute smart asses in the background. This is so amazing. We had such a lovely time with Cher. We talked about fashion, of course, because she has a show about fashion in wrestling gear that on Fightful.
That's a good point. Sorry, it's late tonight. I forgot about that. So thank you for reminding me, Scott. So
what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I forgot that it was going to be later than normal here in the States.
It's really late, but like good luck for everyone. That demo is going to be in the mud. I can actually watch it live. So please, guys, check it out. The show with Cher will be uploaded tomorrow at 5 p.m. You know, on Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern on Fightful Selects Kozik's After Dark. Please, we're going to talk about her being Andrea the Giantess. And in the show, it was just so lovely. I think that we that we beat our own record. Like our longest show was with Tempest, and I think that we actually
An hour and 15 minutes, I think.
17.
Oh, was it?
An hour and 17, and Tempest was an hour and 15.
Maybe it was.
I feel like, yeah. So, Cher, like, what a lovely chat that we had. We talk about Adam Pearce also, so because Adam Pearce is just a super lovely dude in real life. So please check out the episode. It's going to be up tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern on Fightful Select. Please subscribe to Fightful Select because you know what. I'm going to start smoking if you guys don't subscribe to Fightful Select. I quit smoking because of you guys, but now you're going to have to resubscribe to Fightful Select if you're going to make me still not smoke. Okay.
Yeah. Since I don't have the sacrifice video, and I just came across this because I forgot I sent it to Jeremy and Steven, I just want to play this real quick.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
I just saw it. I forgot I sent it to him because just a quick story is Steven Jensen, he goes to Dave and Buster's a lot and he wins stuff all the time. So when Jim Ross said that on Rampage a couple weeks ago. I just sent it to him right away. So I just wanted to hit that once. So I just love it.
That thing.
I hate it. Yeah, so that's your AEW Rampage preview for tonight. So there you go there. Anyways, moving on. WWE recap for this week. We have Edge challenging Finn Balor. Is it possible that we see the Demon return for Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania?
Yeah, like, what do you think here? Because everyone remembers what happened the last time the Demon Balor was out. Like, he was against Roman Reigns. It was so iffy, and he was made to look so, like, so not great. I will gladly see the Demon Balor back. I will always appreciate that because he, like, Demon Balor always came out when it was necessary. Yeah. This time is sure it's necessary because it's Edge and they need to put an end to that in kayfabe, you know, in their own mind. So this is a perfect time for him to come back. I feel like there will be some changes in the Demon look. I want to say because the music will be different as well.
Yeah,
and it's kind of interesting, and I can't wait because I'm always hyped for the Demon Balor because like the Demon Balor is what made me interested in NXT.
Yeah.
Because like he looks freaking brutal, and he made a thing out of the demon, you know, being he portrays the demon as someone who is way better in the ring than Finn Balor, so he's a whole different Finn Balor in the ring. So there,
yeah. Soupy, this got me.
Sure, but like you guys understood that, like I said, when Fightful Select got up to 10K, I would stop smoking, and I stopped smoking, and then like they're fewer than 10K right now, and I'm like, does this mean that I can smoke again?
yeah. So
everyone, please subscribe to Fightful Select, otherwise I'm going back to smoking. Right?
Yeah, I don't want that, but yeah, yeah. I think we will possibly see that. Happening. It's kind of weird to see it be a heel Finn Balor, but the next one is what would it take for Rey to say yes to Dominic for a WrestleMania match?
I have a pretty good idea.
Okay, I want to hear it because I'm at the point now where I just don't have any clue.
Are you kidding? It's so simple. Because of everything that happened, if they actually pay attention to what is going on out of the ring and out of the company and actually remember what happened previously, I would love if Rhea Ripley chokeslams Aaliyah through a table.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good... There you go. That makes sense now. Thank you. That makes absolute sense. There we go.
Because of everything.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, there we go. I like it. I like it a lot. That makes sense. There you go. That's what would do it. That would get him to get in the ring and beat his son's ass.
Yes. Also, in no kayfabe, Rhea Ripley is going out with Buddy Matthews, who used to have a thing with Aaliyah. This is what they need to play off.
Yeah.
Like, surely she must have like you batch.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
with an Australian accent. You know, this is so logical. Just fucking chokeslam her through the announcer's table. She can take it. Okay, she's a Mysterio. She can take it. And, like, Rey going ballistic. And, like, you want a match? You got a match? Your old sister. Your old sister.
you know?
This would be so absolutely wonderful. This is because, like, he keeps saying no, okay? And then, like, do you remember John Cena when, like, everyone was, I want a want a match against John Cena. I want a match against John Cena. And John Cena is saying no, and then he climbs up the ramp and says, yeah, okay. Well, the same thing with Bray Wyatt, by the way. And then he just, yeah, okay, we're going to have the match. And then he said the same thing with, you know, with Austin Theory.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you can't have a match with me. And then 2 seconds later, yeah, okay, we're having a match. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, way to, you know, back up your word there, buddy. But Rey Mysterio is the one who's like, no, I'm not having a match with you, like, for 5,000 years. And, like, surely it must be something big in order for him to say yes. Rhea Ripley choke-slamming Aaliyah through a table should be an awesome way to do it.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. I saw Jennifer put a comment in there about, like, smacking Conan.
Yeah.
There we go. I did it. I'm fine. Somebody smack the hell out of him. Go ahead. I don't care about that. Just because of his show and who he does it with. That's why. But
I get it.
I like that idea a lot. I think you're on. That's a good idea.
This is the single most logical thing that could happen.
Yeah. The one thing, it came out today, and I saw somebody put a comment in here, and I like that. They're talking that Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair as main event for night one. I know a lot of people are
mad about that.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is they wanted the tag team match between.
Yeah, I get it too.
Like, I understand, but they need, what WWE needs to do is just to get themselves, like, to protect themselves out of this, so people don't. They just need to announce that the winners of the Royal Rumble get nights one and two are the main event at WrestleMania. They get the main event. Just say it. Or,
yeah.
I think that's just an easy way to do it.
It is. Like, I will never be mad about women main eventing on a WrestleMania night. I will never be mad at that. The thing is, the tag team between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and the Usos has gained so much star power right now. So much, because it's so huge, and I would love this match. I'm absolutely sure that I'm going to cry for the duration of this entire match, because it's going to play off so much history, and it's going to be the closing chapter of something so huge and one of the best storylines in WWE for a long time. And it's going to be something incredibly special. But here's the thing. When you put all your money into one thing and one thing only, is this Taco?
Yep, my dog.
Yeah, okay. So all when right. when you put your money into one thing and you ignore your women's division, this is the things that you're going to get. And, like, you're the ones that are responsible to make a certain match as big as it should be. You're the ones, like, you're the ones who are supposed to make it a thing. Because we weren't supposed to get Sami Zayn to be this huge thing. He got organically over by himself, just like Daniel Bryan did back in the day. You know, like, those, we know that you don't keep track of that stuff, but we do, okay? So, at some point, we're going to get tired from, you know, making things a thing, because they don't care.
Hi.
Hi. Did you get your furniture?
No, I'm sitting in a chair. So yeah, I got one.
I was asking Alex.
I know. I'm just being a smart ass. That's all.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What else? Are you doing?
Yeah. So at some point, yeah, I know. It's going to be always going to be a split crowd, okay? If you're going to make the one main event, the tag team, and then Roman and Cody, surely a lot of people are going to bitch and moan for a women not eventing even one night. Because the two women's title matches don't mean anything right now, because they did nothing. Like, next week, do you know what we're getting next week, Rob? Can they coexist?
We can.
I don't.
And can they?
I don't give a. Yeah, I don't give a crap if Bianca and Oscar can coexist. They shouldn't, because they're facing each other. Why would they tag team with one another? This makes no sense. Yep. Like this, of course, both women's matches are gonna fucking steal the show. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But they don't have the build whatsoever to main event a night. This is what I'm saying. Those matches are gonna be so freaking amazing. I am so sure. But like, the thing that people want right now is the biggest matches that we're looking forward to. And this is the tag team match. And this is Cody and Roman. The two matches that we're looking forward to.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I get it. I get it, people. I know. But there would never be 100% satisfaction. This isn't Blue Chew. Like, this is... this is if people should pay me money for that.
Yeah, you can get a money shot. There you go.
You don't always get what you want. You know the show, how the song goes?
Yep.
You don't always get what you want. I'll be satisfied because I feel like WrestleMania will be an incredible show this year. And I don't care how much I sleep or don't sleep. I'm going to watch it live. I'm going to work. I'm not never going to sleep at all. So, yeah. I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to, Brock Lesnar and Omos. Can you tell me what this is?
Except for
the badass fisting thing that SmackDown did.
I was gonna say like he's like I can he's like if I fist you this is what it's gonna look like. I don't know.
Do you want me to keep that going because like I'm always, this?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of people fisting me. So go ahead. Sweet. So yeah, there we go. You know how that goes. But I didn't get it at all. And then he had a hard time getting Brock over the top rope, which even just pissed everybody else off too.
This is a preview of what we're gonna get for 5 minutes. for WrestleMania. I would be happy if Brock Lesnar just squashes Omos, because at this point they gave us zero purpose for us to be excited for Omos, because he did nothing. Like, his match against Braun Strowman was probably the best one yet, which is saying something. So I have no idea. Like, I don't know what the main plans were, like Bray's in there because of a
injury
for health issues. I have no idea what the main plan was, but it's a Brock Lesnar WrestleMania squash. Likely. But like, we do have the amazing bit with Chad Gable and Otis in Maximum Male Models. Tell me why I love this so much.
Because it's Otis. Everybody loves Otis, and Otis is great. And
WWE have something special here.
Yeah, well, they had like, something special. What did Mandy they Rose. Say? So it's...
yeah, they weren't. No, not medically. They weren't. They had to say that they weren't medically clear to compete, but they say they weren't.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What was it?
Damn it.
It was like fashion or shit.
Aesthetically,
some of you will know.
Aesthetically cleared to wrestle. It was something like that. Please, in the chat, say something about the segment. I love this so much. It popped me so much. And Chad Gable is, I mean, he's also playing his role right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess he on Twitter yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, I can't remember. He posted a flyer like looking for Otis. And I'm just like, this is fantastic. And
yeah, this is so great. And I'm glad that they're doing something, because Chad Gable not being a thing on Raw is making me, is pissing me off a bit. Because he's so great. Jesus. Yeah. Yes, please. Just, I want Chad Gable on my television. He's just so underrated. I mean, how is he not 17-time U.S. champion by now? Please.
Yeah, or Intercontinental. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, dude, I love this. This is one of my favorite things on Raw right now. Raw and SmackDown. So
yes, I'm looking forward to this, because afterwards we get to bitch about the Johnny Gargano, Grayson Waller, and Candice LeRae segment that we had on NXT. Can you tell me, like, Candice LeRae was so badass before she got on the main roster and on NXT. She was amazing on NXT, by the way. All those War Games matches that she was in, Jesus Christ. But before that, she was so great that Young Bucks said that she was the only woman that they wanted in Bullet Club.
Cleared. There you go.
Cosmetically cleared. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Thank
and
you so much.
Before I forget, we did get a Humper Chat from Soupy, and he says, here's 5 subs worth. And keep your lungs healthy, Maggie. GD fund. So the GD.
Thank fund. You. Thank you. I don't mean it seriously, because like I enjoy, you know, breathing. I enjoy like smelling things that I would never could previously. So like, you know, I'm kidding, but not really. But like, please, guys, subscribe to Fightful Select, please. As I was saying, the Young Bucks said that Candice LeRae was the only woman that they wanted in Bullet Club because she was so badass.
Yeah.
And she was badass. And now, Grayson,
you got your cute little baby.
Stop. Yes, my pillow.
Yeah.
That I was sitting on.
Yeah, you're sitting on your baby.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, no, please stop. Oh, no. Like, here's the thing. Go put that baby in the crib.
Yeah, and then beat his ass.
Go outside and super kick the ever-living crap out of Grayson Waller. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, this is Candice LeRae, one of the biggest badasses out there that they have. And like, oh, no, please stop. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was so pissed off at this segment. Yeah. Seriously, seriously pissed off, because they think that they did something great for Grayson Waller, but all they did was they undermined Candice LeRae and everything.
Please stop. Don't said like Scar.
Yeah.
Or William Wonka. Okay.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah. Moving on to
we're gonna have Ilya Dragunov and JD McDonagh next week. Yep. Not at Send and Deliver. Yeah. We're going to have that next week. Don't get me wrong. If this isn't it's probably probably the main event of the show. Probably. Because it surely deserves a main event. And this is me saying amazing things about JD McDonagh, because if not everything, he is so great in the ring. He is everything that he claims he is. He's just a fucking weirdo, okay? He scares the crap out of me, and he's supposed to, by the way. Like, he's playing his role correctly. But, like, I'm not going to get into, like, what he is as a person and everything and so on and so forth. But, like, in the ring, Ilya Dragunov and Jordan Devlin back in NXT UK.
Oh, yeah.
Take all of my money, please. Yes. And that promo that they had, because yes, Ilya Dragunov won. and JD McDonagh was going to leave NXT UK. You surely, like, people who were watching our show back in the day, and I was saying this is a lose-lose situation for me, because JD McDonagh, Jordan Devlin back in the day, Jordan Devlin either beats Ilya Dragunov and becomes NXT UK champion, or loses and he goes to NXT on the main NXT. So this is a lose-lose situation. That's exactly what happened. Ilya Dragunov won. Jordan Devlin had to leave NXT UK, and he came to, you know, to main roster NXT. Of course, we got to see a lot of amazing matches, because, again, he may be a dick, but he's amazing in the ring. So, yeah, we're going to get that next week. And I'm looking forward to that, because there are a few things that I'm looking forward to NXT right now. But amazing matches like that, yes, please. Like, you have Tyler Bate on your roster and you have him fucking meditating backstage with Chase U.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I was wondering how you felt about that.
That's adorable. You know, the segments are funny. I'm not taking away everything, anything from that. But, like, I feel like Tyler Bate should be a North American champion.
Yeah.
Like, imagine a match between Wesley and Tyler Bate. And the North American situation that they have with the championship, it's like 24/7 rules. Everyone is fucking, they're like beating the crap out of each other, and then Wesley is just standing in the ring,
yeah,
and then waiting. It's 24/7 thing. Yep, it's 24/7, and the title isn't there anymore. Please, it's ridiculous everything that's happening with that championship right now.
Yeah, it was crazy. I thought that was one of the dumbest things, and then you see him and Shawn Michaels talking, and like they hug each other, and it's like, okay, whatever. But
yeah, and why isn't Tyler Bate in the picture? Why? Because like when Carmelo Hayes beats Braun Breaker for that championship, they're gonna have him face Tyler Bate the first time, and Tyler Bate's gonna lose again. Because I don't want to see Carmelo Hayes lose that championship for at least a year.
Yeah.
Because Carmelo Hayes is so great, I want him to be champion for a long time. But Tyler Bate, what are you doing with Tyler Bate? Please tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heart.
I was just about to. I almost did it again. If you watch Coexisting After Dark, you guys will get that little inside joke.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, so SmackDown preview here coming up. The. Where to go? There we go.
Intercontinental title opportunity between Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. This is gonna be some fuckery, because it's gonna be a triple threat, I'm sure. I will always want Sheamus to win this match. I want him to be the one to dethrone Walter, or maybe Walter retaining and then beating Honky Tonk's record.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is also something.
That's actually what I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love either one to happen. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. But like, it's a triple threat and there are no rules. So like, they are Imperium's there. Okay. Like, it's, yeah. It's,
yeah.
So then we have Sami Zayn to confront Jey Uso. This is going to be interesting to see. And Cody Rhodes will be on the show. At some point, he's going to go face-to-face with Roman, because we have 2 weeks, people. 2 weeks. I have no idea how time went by so fast. 2 weeks until WrestleMania. Surely something soon must happen. If you want to play the video again, I can.
Yeah, play the video again. Absolutely. Let's do this. Yeah. Ba-ba-bum. Mm-hmm.
Guys, of course, the second Cooper fact is going to be about Alex, Queen of the Ring. This was such an amazing chat that we had yesterday. We talked a lot about how she got into wrestling. We got into her and Joshi wrestling. We talked so much about women in wrestling media. And we talked a lot about everything that's going on around Women's Month. We chatted a lot about that. I'm sorry, Rob.
No, it was fine. Like, it was good.
Yeah, I always rant a lot when we talk to other women on the show because like it's a personal issue with me at this point. She's such a sweetheart. I always loved Alex and all of her Twitch streams. She does a lot of Twitch streams about Total Bellas. She watches them and reacts to certain episodes. It's hilarious, actually. And I actually asked her if she someday when we are on a wrestling event together, I asked her to put makeup on me because I have no idea how to put makeup on. And this will be absolutely hilarious. So subscribe to Fightful Select and watch our chat with Alex Gwynn of the Ring at 5 p.m. Eastern today and tomorrow with Chet.
There we go. Bringing it back. We got dad jokes, Maggie. Are you ready?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. Everyone have a good day. All right. Here we go. Going to start with two good ones. Well, St. Patrick's Day ones. Remember, puns on St. Patrick's Day don't just shame you. They shame us all.
I love this. Okay.
I've got this Irish bum living on my deck. Summer, winter, he's always there. I guess he's patio furniture.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I had an Irish uncle you couldn't shoot. His name was Ricochet.
Ricochet.
My ex-wife cheated on me with her deaf best friend. Honestly, I should have seen the signs. What do you call birds that stick together? Velcros.
WWE championships.
My wife just confessed that she broke my favorite lamp. I don't think I'll be able to look at her in the same light ever again.
Yeah, I know.
My wife has banned me from making any more breakfast puns. She says if I make any more, I'm toast. And last but not least, I received a flyer for anger management the other day, but I lost it.
Oh,
Maggie, pull your shit.
Guys, hi. You can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and then on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I promise not to post workout videos anymore.
Why would you do that? People like them.
I'm not. I'm lying. I will always do when I'm feeling better and my nose isn't running.
You post workout videos? I thought you just did pictures. Huh.
Picture is in sometimes video. I haven't posted videos in a long time.
I was going to say, I don't ever remember a video. But
yeah, there haven't been videos for a long time now. But probably maybe photos, yeah. Like it's self-esteem boost.
There you go.
Yeah.
I would do one, but OnlyFans charges me to have an account.
Come on.
Anyways, you know me. I like making those jokes here and there. There we go. At Rob Wilkins on Twitter. You can follow me. Otherwise, I do have an Instagram at Fightful Rob. Make sure you check out Fightful Select here. Just a few minutes, 28 minutes. We will have Alex, Queen of the Ring. And then tomorrow night at 5 o'clock Eastern, Cher Delaware. Two fun interviews. Good times we had. And I want to say thank you for tuning in because of you. We just have a blast every Friday. It's great. You know, this is the highlight of my week. It is every week and it gives me something to look forward to. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because we really do appreciate you guys. And with that said, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Maggie. I hope everyone in chat has a wonderful weekend and we will see you guys next week. Same time, same bat channel. Same something else, whatever. I don't know. But Dave and Buster's, damn it.
Yeah, Dave and Buster's, damn it.
All right, guys. Peace out. I'm not going to play that one over and over. I promise you that. I just love it, though.
Sure.
No.
You're supposed to see.
I won't do it, but I will say this.